This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, June 4th. I'm Audrey McCabe. Former Montrose funeral home owner Megan Hess is asking a federal appeals court to overturn her 20-year prison sentence for a second time. Hess is serving 2 decades in federal prison after pleading guilty to mail fraud connected to a scheme involving human remains at Sunset Mesa Funeral Directors and its affiliated tissue bank. Federal prosecutors said hundreds of families were victimized when bodies and body parts were sold without proper consent, and some families received ashes that were not those of their loved ones. In a filing submitted May 22nd, Hess argues the judge who resentenced her in 2025 improperly classified a large number of victims as legally vulnerable, a finding that increased her sentencing range under federal guidelines. Her attorney says that without that enhancement, the guideline range would have been roughly 8 to 10 years, rather than the 20-year sentence imposed. Federal prosecutors counter that the judge properly justified the sentence and cited multiple factors beyond the sentencing guidelines. Hess is also challenging the court's rejection of evidence she says demonstrates rehabilitation while in prison, including hundreds of completed courses and dozens of letters of support. The appeal remains under consideration by the U.S. Court of Appeals. And in state news, Colorado Governor Jared Polis has signed a new law allowing people harmed by so-called conversion therapy to sue mental health professionals for damages under Colorado's medical malpractice laws. Conversion therapy is based on the belief that LGBTQ identities can be changed through psychological intervention. The practice has been widely discredited by major medical organizations, and experts say it can increase the risk of depression, anxiety, and suicide. The bill signed Monday at Denver's Center on Colfax during Pride Month creates a civil cause of action against providers who attempt to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through treatment. The law also removes the previous 2-year deadline for filing claims and allows legal action on behalf of a deceased victim within 5 years of their death. The measure comes after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Colorado's previous conversion therapy ban in March. Supporters say the new law gives survivors a path to seek justice despite that ruling. Governor Polis also signed an executive order prohibiting state funds from being used for conversion therapy. Several weeks ago, the Montrose City Council declined to issue a Pride Month proclamation for June. June has been nationally recognized as Pride Month since 1999, when President Bill Clinton issued a presidential proclamation declaring it Gay and Lesbian Pride Month to commemorate the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York City. Montrose hosted its first Pride Festival in 2024, and City Council read the proclamation that year and again in 2025. Mayor Michael Battiocco said at a previous meeting that reading the proclamation would be giving preferential treatment to certain residents, arguing, "We don't have a heterosexual Pride Month." At this week's City Council meeting, he defended the decision.
"I have always tried to treat every person the same way, the same respect, the same rules, the same chance. Yet when I do exactly that, I sometimes get called a bigot or a racist. It still catches me off guard."
Members of the LGBTQ community and allies then expressed their disappointment and frustration in public comment. Here's resident Dave Stockton.
"Members of the LGBTQ community are not immoral. They are no different than you or me. They get up in the morning, embrace their loved ones, and take on life's challenges. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, a combat crew member. As such, I hereby reject any future proclamation to be issued or considered by this council in support of any veterans organization until such time that proclamations will be issued without bias across the board."
Stockton was not the only veteran to speak.
"My name is Chad Jukes. I live in Montrose. I am a disabled veteran. I lost my leg serving in Iraq. I was a staff sergeant in the United States Army. And this was before the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, well before. And I had LGBTQ soldiers fighting by my side. They were fighting for a country that did not really want to see them in uniform, but they loved this country and they served. The fact that we have a council with some exceptions that is unwilling to sign a proclamation recognizing the contribution of the LGBTQIA community to Montrose and America is very, very unfortunate to me, because you know what? A lot of people in this room are a whole lot more brave than you are.
Montrose resident Ron Meekum told a powerful story about his relationship with his transgender child.
Full disclosure, I'm a straight man, but I'm a proud father of an intersex and transgender daughter. But I wasn't always. When they came to me and told me who they were and what they were going to be, I didn't understand. It was not something that's written about in any parenting handbook. And because of my lack of understanding, I lost 15 years of a relationship between me and my daughter. And I've only been able to start repairing that over the last 2 years, because I finally educated myself and took a hard look at myself. And in Montrose, I wish there had been organizations like Montrose Pride back then. I wish they had a school chapter, so when ignorant and stupid parents like myself are not there for their kids to support them, that somebody else is. And maybe they could have helped me out at that time as well, and I wouldn't have lost all of those years with my daughter. I wish back then that Montrose had pride parades and Pride Month, so that gay, lesbian, and trans kids had safe places and resources to turn to and to be able to celebrate, even as gay and trans people are in a fight right now for their very survival and to exist.
Resident Beth McCorkle also had an emotional story.
When my father found out that I was gay, he beat me and he kicked me out of the house. Shortly after, my best friend also outed me, and I lost the person that I loved. I found myself alone in a hotel room, wondering if life was worth continuing. It's not politics to me. It's not ideology. It's a lived experience. While times have changed in some ways, there's still young people in Montrose who today are terrified of rejection from their families, their classmates, and their churches, and sometimes even from their own community. When a city recognizes Montrose Pride, it sends messages to those young people who say, they matter here too. You are part of this community, and you do not have to disappear to belong.
Resident Ken Otto specifically called out Mayor Pro Tem Ed Ulibarri.
And so I just clearly want to say, I'm disappointed that you supported this. I expected much better from you. I've known you for 30 odd years. I didn't expect you to vote with these guys. So,
Councilmember J. David Reed, who voted in favor of reading the proclamation, then addressed the audience and the rest of the council.
I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry that many of you came to the beginning of Pride Month hoping to receive the same recognition this community has extended in recent years, and instead were met with silence. I am sorry that some of you may feel disappointed, excluded, or unseen tonight. Because whether intended or not, that is the message many people will hear and have heard. For some, a proclamation may seem symbolic. And yes, it is. But symbols matter. They tell us who is welcome.
Councilmember Dave Frank, who also voted in favor of the proclamation, added,
"Yeah, I would like to add, I can't really add much more on to what Mr. Reed said. The only thing I want to say is, I'll see you Saturday."
Montrose Pride will be held this Saturday at the Montrose Rotary Amphitheater from 3 to 6 p.m. That's your KBNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.